Mamas, if you are speaking life into your little ones, your works are worthy to be praised. If you are praying for a child who is a prodigal at this point, your works are worthy to be praised. You are doing ministry. Mamas, if you have given a faithful witness on who Jesus is, and even if that child has departed from that because of their free will, mamas, you have done a good job. Well done, good and faithful servant.
Welcome to the Mama Bear Apologetics Podcast,
a podcast where we teach you to roar like a mother.
And by roar, we mean recognize the message, offer discernment, argue for a healthier approach, and reinforce these ideas with your kids.
Unless you want to growl around your house. I mean, that's cool too. Like, check it. We keep it reals.
That's so bad.
You're awesome.
Mama Bear Apologetics is a listener-supported program, so if you like what we do, head on over to the Mama Bear Apologetics website and click support.
It's time to rise up, ladies.
Rise up, Mama Bears. This might not affect your faith,
but it might affect your children's.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another Mama Bear Apologetics podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you raise children who think critically, love biblically, and stand firm in the faith using truth and reason. Well, we are in the month of May, and that is Mother's Day. And we had an amazing last podcast where we talked about just what moms need to be poured into. And with this one, we wanted to take a little more of a lighthearted approach because mom life is tough. And sometimes we got to be like MacGyver and be resourceful. And other times we are just desperately trying to survive, y'all. So in this podcast, we're just going to take a look at some mom fails and cub tales that are little blessings from Jesus have brought us through. But before we get into some of the funnier stories that I wanted to share, and I have completely enjoyed reading all of that you have shared with us, I want to give a special promo to our month of June. So month of June is it's Pride Month. And so typically the focus is on sexuality, and you're going to see posts regarding that. So that way you can help build up your families. But another important thing regarding June is that this is the month for Father's Day. And so we really wanted to pour into our Papa Bears. So this is for all the Papa Bears out there. Moms, tag your hubbies, tag your sons if you're a grandmama out there. We want to encourage our Papa Bears. I've got two special edition podcasts just for the Papa Bears with guest Shane Winnings. Shane Winnings is amazing. He is a veteran, as well as he works with Promise Keepers Ministries. And we have two podcasts that are going to be released in June, not only discussing what dads need from their church, their families, and their brothers in Christ, but how dads can then pour into the next generation, their children. So if you have a dad in your life in any way, shape, or form, hubby, whoever that may be, brother-in-law, tip him off to our June edition because that is for our Papa Bears. Now, Mama Bears, let's get into some of the shenanigans that our babies get us into. I don't know about you. Like when I started motherhood, I'm thinking, okay, Christian motherhood, you know, I'm going to have these wonderful little beings of light toting around and everyone's just going to see, you know, we kind of have these grand, I'm going to call them delusions sometimes of what it means to be a good Christian mom. And we can pour into our little ones, but you know what each of them have? Free will. And these little babies are just going to charge off and just go off on impulse. And it is hilarious, the fallout. So I love this one. And I'm sorry if I mess up your name. I believe this was from Kayla Evelyn. So I love this. She and her husband after church were taking a nap. And man, I have been there. So they were taking a nap and they could not find their 18-month-old. Like they looked in the monitor, the baby was not in the crib. And so she is panicking. She jumps out of bed. This poor gal, she's 27 weeks pregnant. The second her feet hit the ground, her muscles cramp up. She collapses by the bed. Dad goes taking off, trying to find 18-month-old son, when all of a sudden they start hearing some giggling. So she is waiting in the room, listening for any indication that her son was okay. My husband notices red drops outside of the bathroom. So instantly, you know, boy, mom, I'm thinking, okay, this is blood. Someone's wounded. Nope. Turns out those red blots were because their 18-month-old son had gone into the fridge, grabbed the sriracha, and decided to clean the toilet with it. Yep, he was squirting sriracha in there, scrubbing the toilet clean. Here's the thing. I kind of think that would work. I mean, sriracha, it's got that hot sauce, right? Couldn't that break down soap scum? I think I need to experiment with this at home. But I think that is absolutely hilarious. Of all the things he could have done with his freedom, he chose to clean the toilet with sriracha. God bless our children. And I think sriracha was hard to find for a while. So I think dad probably would have been disappointed at the loss of the sriracha there. Okay, so this one I also love. This is from Allie. Allie says that one Sunday many years ago, husband and I were taking, another nap time incident. What is it with kids taking advantage of our sleep deprivation? So one Sunday we were taking a nap after church until our six-year-old son woke us up screaming, "I made a dollar." In our slumber, our son had taken a bar of soap out of the Operations Christmas Child shoebox goodies that we had laid out on the dining room table. He went outside, flagged down a car, and sold the bar of soap to someone for a dollar. We live in a rural community, know lots of people. To this day, we have no idea who gave my son the dollar for the bar of soap. And from that point on, they tag team naps on their entrepreneurial son. Oh my gosh. All the ways that could have gone wrong, and praise God didn't. That is hilarious. So I have a slightly similar story, but not as wholesome as the fundraising child. So it was the first year that we had decided to enroll my oldest in public school, and I was a bit hesitant on that. And when I started doing laundry about a few weeks after he had started, I noticed he kept coming up with money in his pants. And I mean, we give allowance, but I was like, okay, we haven't been giving him this much allowance. And he was in third grade at the time. So finally, after, this wad of dollars shows up in the laundry, I pull our oldest aside and I'm like, what are you doing? Where are you getting this money? And it turns out on the school bus, my son had started a gambling ring and he was raking in money by placing bets with these other kids. I don't know what they were betting on, but whatever it was, he was winning and he was getting this money from this gambling ring. And I looked at my husband. I'm like, see what happens when you put your kids in public school? They start a gambling ring. So he still stayed in public school up until this past year, but it was just hilarious moment on how kids can turn around and make a buck.
Hey, Mama Bears, I'm here to talk to you about a new product, someone who has seen what Mama Bear is doing and wants to support us, and they are AquaTrue. Backstory, John and I just moved, and I really liked the water in our old house. And so when they offered us to send us one of these machines, I said, yes, please. And so they have a variety of different kinds. They have ones that go just on your countertop. They have ones that you can install. But it is not just some charcoal filter, it is reverse osmosis, meaning that filters out 15 times more particles than you would normally get. And I have to say, I feel kind of weird about drinking the other water now that I taste the difference, because I'm wondering, what is that that I'm tasting? One of the most important things that this removes is something called PFAs, which are really bad. There's this chemical that breaks down really, really slowly in your body and can just cause havoc. But it's found in like 45% of drinking water. But with this reverse osmosis process, your water is going to be PFA-free, which to me is a little bit of peace of mind. And one of the other things I love is that you don't have to replace the filter like every 2 months. It's like 6 months to 2 years. So you can basically put it in and forget about it, which is basically what I normally do anyway. So this just works with how I am. So anyway, I recommend going over to AquaTrue and taking a look. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, which means that if you don't taste the difference or if like your water's just fine, you can get your money back and you can send it back. So what they're doing for Mama Bear is they are offering a 20% discount on all their products. If you type in MBA, Mama Bear Apologetics, MBA, go to aquatrue.com. It's AquaTrue.com and type in MBA for 20% off any of their products. So see if you like it as much as I have.
Okay, so our next one is from Miss Avery. She says, my toddler very recently set his coat on fire. It was lying near the stove and he decided to run and quickly turn the knob on our way out the door. Thankfully, I turned it off quickly and the house didn't burn down, but the coat was not so lucky. Like, of all the things that can burn, a coat. I mean, that's the expensive thing. My husband, when he was a baby, my father-in-law and mother-in-law were stationed in Italy and they had a fireplace and his mom used to hang up her jeans on like these rods right in front of the fireplace to keep them warm. Well, my husband decided he was going to hasten along that process. He was about two, and he chucked her jeans in the fire, and those burnt just like poor Avery's son coat. So I also came very close to burning down our house. So a few years ago in Texas, well, actually most of the Midwest, we had something that was called Snowmageddon, which is where we had power outages for about a week straight. And so during one of the glitches of the power, it had come on, I decided I was going to make my kids hot chocolate on the stove. And so I was boiling the milk, the chocolate. Well, the power cut out right as I was in the middle of doing that. So we decided, okay, we're done. We're going to go over to in-laws' house because the in-laws had a gas fireplace and we were living in a 100-year-old house that had zero insulation. So it was very cold. So we just got up and left. I forgot to turn off the stove. So when we came back a few days later to check on the house, we noticed this really weird smell in the air. And as we're walking through, we realized that the power had clipped on for just a little bit. The milk had burned over onto the stove, almost melted the pot. And luckily, we didn't burn down the house, thankfully, by the grace of God. But yeah, came close to setting fires. So children and fires, it's an amazing process. Now, this story I love from Miss Nicole. This one comes as a comment onto a picture that we posted on the Mama Bear page of where I took a plane ride. I was riding home with my daughter and I decided I was going to let her try some Thai food just to see how she would like it. She absolutely loved it. Ginger chicken. She was gobbling it up. And I was like, oh, great. You know, my baby's belly is full. Maybe she'll fall asleep on the airplane. Nope. Instead, right as we were taxiing to take off, she got this funny look on her face and threw up all over me. And for the next 3 hours, I got to sit in that moist little shirt. It was an amazing mom experience. Thankfully, I'm so thankful. My son happened to have a spare shirt, like a flannel overshirt, and we got to wrap her up in it. So she was wrapped up in that. She was just in a diaper. I had my shirt covered in barf. It was incredible. And Miss Nicole, you resonated with that story. She goes, this happened to me once while traveling. My toddler started feeling warm and was acting lethargic. Oh my gosh, that warmth. That's what does it in. Says we already had our layover in Dallas. I put her in the baby carrier, and by the time we got to our second flight, she had thrown up on me at least 3 times. It's amazing how much food can be stored in those tiny little bodies. I had packed a change of clothes for her, but not for myself. My husband helped me rinse my clothes off in the family bathroom, and we dried them off on the hand dryer. Oh, see, that is genius. I wish we had one of those hand dryer things in or on the plane. Unfortunately, I just had to wait till it dried and it took about 45 minutes. Luckily, not very smelly, though. I was very grateful for that. All right. So this next story comes from Facebook from another fellow Amy. And oh, gosh, don't you love kids, especially when they are in the airport? It's amazing what they decide to share with the TSA agent. So Miss Amy and crew were trying to go through TSA and the kids were starting to get antsy. So she is passing out the passports to each of the kids and her 6-year-old decides he's going to flip through and he's looking at the last name. And as they're getting up to the TSA agent, he looks down at his passport and goes, oh, so I'm a Winton now? Y'all, this is a red flag to TSA that there could be some sort of trafficking incident going on. And yeah, the conversation afterward was probably not the best. Oh my gosh, it's amazing the stuff that kids just say right at that perfect moment. So I had a sort of a silly situation that happened very recently with my son. So my middle son is big into antiques. He loves trains and that sort. And we were up in the Northeast and he had gotten an antique train set. Oh, well, I say antique. It's more like vintage train set from the 50s. And it had one of the control boxes. You know, they were like solid metal from the 50s. You switch it and everything. And we had it in our carry-on luggage as it's going through the x-rays. Well, the thing that didn't really dawn on us is that gets flagged by the bomb squad. And so they flagged it, they looked at it, and all of these TSA agents, there was like 4 of them, they were trying to figure out what it was. And my son's just looking at me, he's like, oh my gosh, mom, am I going to get arrested? And I'm like, maybe? I don't know. We tried to convince them. They actually had someone from the bomb squad come over and investigate this little block. It ended up getting a free pass. We're like, okay. And they're like, what, maybe don't buy antique train sets and put them through carry-on baggage. I'm like, definitely will not be doing that a second time. So, oh my gosh, I love kids. Okay. So Liz's story, I think, is absolutely precious. It comes with an awkward moment with a pastor. She said, my oldest son was 7 and he asked to go say hello to the pastor after the worship service ended. I asked him if he knew what he wanted to say, and he assured me that he was ready and wasn't at all nervous to talk to the pastor. Oh, you mamas, that's when you be nervous. When kids aren't nervous, we be nervous. So up we go, and my sweet boy reaches out and shakes the good-natured pastor's hand and announces, that was kind of boring because it was a long hour. Oh, thank you, pastor. I know you put a lot of effort into that, but to a 7-year-old, it didn't quite land. So, oh my gosh, I'm going to mess up your name, and I'm so sorry. Latona, I'm so sorry if I mess up your name, but this story is absolutely precious. She goes, I had a bedtime routine with my 5 littles, 5 babies, y'all, amazing. That included sitting in a circle where I would read a story from their children's story Bible picture book, and then we'd go around the circle, and we would each pray or say what we were thankful for. And then finally, each child would get to choose a praise song that we would sing together. Oh my gosh, it's so sweet. One memorable evening, my middle daughter, it's always the middle one, fellow middle child here, yep. My middle daughter insisted that her chosen song was Lord Have Mercy, Baby Got Her Blue Jeans On. No amount of reasoning could persuade her that this was not a praise song. After all, it did say Lord. My question is, did you sing it? I mean, I think you have to at that point. You just got to own it. So, oh my gosh. Let's see. Savannah here. This is sweet. She goes, our pastor was doing a sermon series on Jonah. My toddler, during the service, decided it was the most appropriate time to start singing Jonah Was a Prophet from VeggieTales. I mean, and you know what? If you're hearing that and you know that, you have to start singing along. It's kind of like when a toddler hands you a play phone, you have to answer it. Just like here, if a toddler starts singing out a VeggieTales song in the middle of service, you got to stop the service and start singing along. I'm pretty sure it's a rule. It's in Proverbs somewhere. So she's got another cute one. We had taught my 2-year-old the story of God calling to Samuel in the temple. That day at Walmart, an employee said something over the intercom and my toddler yells out, God is talking to me. Yep, there's a discount on cereal, baby. Go check it out. Here we go. Miss Kelly, she goes, I was feeding and consoling my newborn who was less than 1 week old around 4:30 in the morning while sitting in an electric recliner. It was then that we had a countywide power outage. Of course, like, why wouldn't it be? The power outage woke up my preschooler and my toddler due to their sound machine being turned off, and they quickly made their way downstairs to mama with the hysterical baby with tummy issues. She couldn't move. She was trapped in the chair, y'all. I was stuck in the chair. Husband was upstairs with earplugs in. Earplugs. Wow, that is a total dad move. I never would have thought to sleep with earplugs in. I eventually, about an hour later, convinced preschooler that I did indeed need help. And she woke up her dad, who came downstairs to the craziness. He took the newborn so I could crawl out of the chair. I laughed my head off when he finally came down. Oh, man. Like, way to roll with the punches, mama. That can be a tough situation, especially if you just had a C-section. I mean, you are definitely trapped in there, let alone just trying to scrunch upward a week after delivery. That is just not an easy thing to do. Okay, so I love Miss Terry's here because, man, the stress of family road trips. We always have these grand ideals of how road trips are going to go with family songs and road, you know, car bingo. And very often it's a little bit high stress, a little bit. So Miss Terry says, one more, and it's a quick one. We were in Gatlinburg, gorgeous area, driving around and trying to decide where to eat. We were tired, cranky, and neither of us wanted to decide. So my husband half yelled, you have no opinions whatsoever on food? My 3-year-old from the back says, Daddy, you're the one with no opinions. Remember, you had him taken out of the hospital. Immediately, we burst into laughter and the situation de-escalated because opinions and appendix do sound quite similar. Oh my gosh. Family vacations. They are incredible. Mamas, I know this has been a little bit silly, a little bit different from what we normally do, but I think it's important for us to come together and just sort of laugh over silly situations that our family can get into. Because I think we put so much pressure on ourselves as moms to be perfect. And I know that social media has a bit to play in that. Social media has this beautiful way of highlighting the beauty of a person's life, or maybe highlighting the beauty of editing skills. And we start to think that if we don't fit that, if our home doesn't look like that, if we don't live in the country, if we don't have chickens running around, if we don't have the, you know, the flowy dresses on all the time and are baking bread from grain that we grew and milled in our own kitchens, if we don't have our children being able to recite the entire book of James by the time they're five, that we feel like we're failing as moms, as wives. And that's just not the case. Satan will often use sort of the beauty of the everyday and hyper-focus and say that that's the only kind of beauty that exists, or that's the only type of lifestyle that is ideal, that kids need to thrive and flourish. And so I just want to bring us back here to Proverbs 31, specifically the ending here. I love this. It's starting in verse 27. She watches over the activities of her household and is never idle. Moms were never idle. Her sons rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women are capable, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. I love this part. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. It's not what our highlights reel on social media depicts that is the ultimate perfection. Mama, are you fearing the Lord? You're worthy to be praised. Give her the reward of her labor and let her works praise her at the city gates. Mamas, if you are speaking life into your little ones, if you are taking advantage of the small moments, your works are worthy to be praised. If you are praying for a child who is a prodigal at this point, your works are worthy to be praised. You are doing ministry. Mamas, if you have given a faithful witness on who Jesus is, and even if that child has departed from that because of their free will, mamas, you have done a good job. Well done, good and faithful servant. Mamas, if you are in a situation where perhaps dad is not a believer, maybe he's not present, and you are prayerfully lifting him up to the Lord, well done, mama. You are doing amazing. And mama, if you are new to the faith, and if you maybe even at this moment, Satan is just bringing to mind all of the ways that you've fallen short, you've made mistakes in the past, I want you to focus on who God is first, that he is loving, that he is gracious, that there is redemption, that there is refinement, there is forgiveness found in him. And if you are just starting out on your faith journey, you maybe have not led your children in Christ, but now you're starting, you're picking up. Well done, good and faithful servant. You are in a community of like-minded women who are hungering after the Lord and who are wanting to pour out that truth, that blessing onto her own children, into her own home, into her own families. Well done, mama. Pursue in this. Join in community. Join your local church community. Get connected with a mom's group, because I promise the struggles that you're going through, the things that you're going through, the challenges that are before you, the joys that you have, the pain that you have, there is a fellowship of women who are looking for you to be a part of that as well, not only so that you can pour into them, but so that they can pour into you. So well done, mama. Get connected in that. Now, we've spent an amazing spring season together. We have been learning and growing in Christ. We've been learning about prayer, learning about how to lift up prodigals. We have been learning about how to get poured into as well as to pour out this season. So I just want to end this month of May with just to pray over you, mamas, to offer encouragement to you. So please allow me to do this really quick. Father God, I am so grateful for this fellowship of women. We are not perfect, but we are made perfect in you. And Christ, we are so grateful for your sacrifice. Please, Lord, let it never darken in our eyes. Let we never get distracted by this world, but instead we remember what you have done for us, who you say that we are, who you say that our children are, and renew our strength, Lord, not to maybe complete the next superficial activity, but renew our strength so that we can speak life into our children, so that we can speak life into our husbands, so we can speak life into our family and our community and our coworkers, whoever we may be around, Lord, give us the strength to be faithful in you. And Lord, I just pray for these ladies for this summer coming up, that you will nurture their families, that you will help these moms and these dads take advantage of the small moments to lift you up, to point them to you, Father God. And may you nurture those small seeds of faith to lead to big faith. In your holy name, amen. Well, mamas, I know this was a bit lighthearted and different from what we normally do, but I hope you got a good laugh over some of these silly mom fails and cub tales that we have. Just again, another reminder, point out your dads to our June podcast release, Guest with Shane Winnings. You can follow him on Instagram. It's an amazing podcast, and I'm so excited to get them both to you to help build up the Papa Bears in our community. So thank you so much for joining with us today, and we look forward to seeing you next time.